Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. The first Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Orville Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at orvillebird.com and get a hold of all of Orville's wonderful music.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda. Every Monday at 11 a.m. Central, this is WGGM Radio. Your call-in number is 347-237-5339. And like I said, we have a number of programs here that you just heard announced. So please tune in. And a big shout-out to Reverend B., our lovely producer who helps us make this program what it is. We have a very special guest today. His name is Bob Burns, and he is actually going to be coming to St. Louis very soon here. He's a dear friend of my friend Joe Woolley, who is also part of St. Louis. So Bob is going to come and do some workshops, it sounds like, here in St. Louis. So what Bob does is he is a clinical hypnotherapist and a master practitioner of NLP. He's a Reiki master. And NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. And he has been called a master motivator by the Men's Health magazine. And he is a blue ribbon person from Toastmasters, which is a really interesting organization. And he gave a speech which helped him to get there. And he's worked, like I said, with NLP and both hypnosis and NLP. And he's written 3 books, 2 of which are presently on Amazon. He's been following this path for over 21 years and has naturally traveled the country giving self-improvement seminars since 1996 to Mary Kay Cosmetics, New York Life, Equinox. The list goes on and on and on. You can check out his website at wehavechoices.net. So that's WEHAVE, choices.net. And again, our call-in number, if you want to call in and talk to us, is 347-237-5339. So I'm going to bring Bob live now and let him talk to us a little bit more. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here. It's always nice to, you know, have recommendations from good friends. And I'm excited to hear about some of the things that you're doing and some of the programs you're starting. It just sounds fascinating.
Well, what I'm doing, I have a couple of people that I'm working with, and we're putting together programs. But the main thing that I'm doing right now is I am teaching and certifying people in clinical hypnotherapy. In other words, people will come and they'll take a three-day course, and that will give them level one. Then they can take the next three-day course, which will give them the next level called mastery. I also teach level one NLP and level two NLP. I do not teach mastery because, as they say in martial arts, a first-degree black belt can only bring you to brown belt. A second-degree black belt can bring you to first-degree black belt. So, in other words, I don't teach mastery in NLP. And then I also teach public speaking. I was recommended to teach public speaking by a number of friends of mine because I've done speaking engagements all over the country. And as you stated in the introduction, Amanda, I've received blue ribbons from Toastmasters International for talks that I've given. So somebody said, well, why don't you teach it? I said, I'll be darned if I know. So I started. And it's been working out quite well. And then I do a lot of other workshops too. In other words, seminars like The Power of Rapport. Okay, which is basically the same seminar that Tony Robbins does called The Power to Influence. Then the most popular one is raising your level of deserve, because most people think they deserve certain things, but they don't have them because it's not a feeling. And we are feeling individuals. Okay, we were not born intellectual. We were born with feelings. And that's how, if we can stick with our feelings, and that's basically what the law of attraction means. It's feelings. And feelings are emotions, and emotions are energy, and that's where the Reiki comes in. I mean, everything is intertwined beautifully by nature.
Absolutely. And, you know, that phrase, we're all connected, makes a lot of sense with what you're saying, which is, you know, pretty exciting, because you're just talking about how everything kind of, you know, connects and intertwines, and it does say that we are all one, or we are all connected, you know, within that circle. So what started you on this wonderful path that you're on right now?
That is a good question. I haven't had a job since 1966, okay, and I started out mowing people's lawns, turned into a contractor, got my degrees in landscape architecture, built a nice business, had 15 employees, but it wasn't satisfying to me. Financially, it was very satisfying, but emotionally, it wasn't satisfying at all. And I found myself drifting into this, and in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, I started part-time, and I've been doing it ever since. And people say, how did you get started? And I say, I was guided. I was guided into it because, you know, we all come here with a purpose. And some people never find their purpose. And I think that's a reason a lot of people resort to alcohol and drugs and everything, because they know something is missing, but they don't know what. And I found my purpose. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I'll be celebrating 30 years of sobriety this fall.
Congratulations.
And,
that's wonderful that you were guided and led, but it must have been that you had to, you know, endure some things before, you know, you found this magnificent way, because as you said, you were on a path of going through some things before, you know, resolution came.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was on a pathway to destruction, just like my family before me, okay, and all self-destructed. And something woke me up, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm between loving God and Alcoholics Anonymous and everything. Like I said, I'll be celebrating 30 years in October of this year. And also smoking. I stopped smoking this month. It's been 26 years. And, you know, my whole life has turned around. And I, once again, I think that's, I don't think it was me. I think I was the messenger, but I think it was a power greater than myself that directed me. And I've had so many people say to me, you know, if I can't see it, I don't believe it. I said, then how come you're not dead? And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, you can't see air, but you breathe it. You know, I mean, just because you can't see something doesn't mean it's not there. And that's what I mean by spiritual guidance.
Mm-hmm. So you just feel that something, it does. So you just feel that something unseen came through and started guiding you. Not that you knew necessarily what it was. You just had some sort of an insight with that.
Yeah, it was a feeling. It was a feeling that Well, my mom and dad, before they passed away, when I was a teenager, told me that I should go to college for to become a psychologist. But I said, I don't want to become a psychologist. And I didn't want to waste their money going to college. I had no idea what I wanted to do. So I started my own business instead. And, I have had up years and I've had good years, bad years and everything. But I think that's true of everybody, no matter what your education is. And my education consists of 13 certifications in hypnotherapy from traveling around the country, over 2,500 books in my library. Three in NLP and three in Reiki, plus the one that came from Men's Health magazine was just recognition that when they said Master Motivator. And I thought that was really cool. I was very proud of that. So, but I like to help.
Well, the Master Motivator must have been a really exciting thing for you, because that would put someone on the energetic level of, okay, now I'm motivating other people and I'm motivating myself. You know, the key is that it looks like what you're doing is you're working to motivate other people.
Right. Well, motivate and inspire. And that's why I share my past, because I know there's a lot of people that are suffering, a lot of people that are drinking, a lot of people that are using drugs. But if they can listen to me talk, okay, hopefully not all of them, I know that. I mean, that's beyond. But anyhow, if 1 out of 10 says, damn it, if he can do it, so can I. That's helping people. That's inspiration. And then motivation, I like what Zig Ziglar said. Motivation, somebody said to him, motivation only lasts a day or two. And he said, so does a bath, but I recommend taking one every day. So, it's basically what you're tuned into. And I started out by listening to audio programs from Nightingale Conant back in 1984, 85, which basically just reinforced the feelings that I had about doing what I'm doing. And I have never had more fun in my life than I'm having now. I'm divorced. I'm single. I have a cat. I have a nice place over in New Jersey, and I'm going out and teaching and training and so on. And it's a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
That's wonderful. I'm glad that you're having a very good time and that, everything is wonderful. So that must be – so what does motivate you to do what you do now? Is it, what one thing or many things?
I would say the one main thing, and, most people would say, well, that's money. Money is nice. Money is necessary, because if you're going to survive in this country and in New Jersey, on the East Coast, any place, you need money. Money is just another form of energy. But the thing that keeps me going more than anything else is I was on Facebook the other day, and one of my students put down on Facebook, Bob is an excellent instructor. And I'm on LinkedIn, and I've had two people recommend me very highly or endorse me very highly on LinkedIn. I've got hundreds and hundreds of one of them where people endorse you. But, the recommendations where they write something, I've got a couple of those on LinkedIn too. And, when you get a letter or somebody calls you up a couple of days later and says, thank you so much, I feel so much better. And when people come up to you in a seminar and say, I wasn't going to come to this tonight, but now I'm glad I did. To me, that's what it's all about. Okay, money is necessary, but the recommendations and conversations with people and the endorsements with people, that's what makes it worthwhile. And that, when
somebody
says,
I was going to say, that really sounds like, that sounds like your motivator too, is that you're motivating other people and you're helping them. So you're sharing knowledge. But, money is definitely a motivator. And why? It's because it's like the saying, the survival skills, food, water, clothing, shelter, and all that, air to breathe. Money is just one more, because that's the society. It's another exchange of energy.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't realize that. And due to that fact, a lot of people won't charge what they're worth. All
right.
I have a sliding
So do you see, you help, I was going to ask you, so you help people realize that too, like money is an exchange of energy. Is that a part of your seminars as well?
It's part of it if asked. I don't bring up money. I don't bring things up like that, because money is a very emotionally charged subject. A lot of people get wound up over money. And I used to do the same thing. Money... They say money is the main cause of divorce in this country. Okay, mm-hmm. Money, but money can also be the main source of happiness, because to me, money is freedom. Freedom to do what you want when you want to do it. So, and you know, it's energy like everything else. And people say, well, money's the root of all evil. And I say, absolutely not. I said, if you want to say money's the root of all evil, then you can say air with tornadoes and hurricanes is the root of all evil, or water with flooding is the root of all evil. But everything is necessary. It depends on which side of the scale you put it on.
Mm-hmm. I think that when we can come to realize that, you know, money is an exchange of energy, it's not the root of all evil, that we begin to open our eyes a little bit more. I know that a lot of people, when I went through a training course with muscle testing with your body, and a lot of people went forward, yes, on money is the root of all evil. It's almost like a reprogramming that you have to go through with people. So I like how you said, well, it's a very high energy subject and you only talk about it when necessary. But, you know, I think in spirituality we find a lot of people going down the path of, well, poverty and we need to be here and all of this and we need to struggle. And, you know, we can really work through that with individuals who really need that. I mean, at least that's my foresight with the spiritual community. A lot of people think that they have to suffer and struggle. And I mean, I've even seen that myself in patterns, just, you know, focusing a little bit on that for the light workers out there who, you know, go through this. But Bob, I think it makes a lot more sense to say, well, we all should be, you know, thriving and happy and supporting ourselves and, you know, balanced with that energy.
Exactly. God didn't put us here to suffer. Okay, not at all. We choose that upon ourselves because of our low self-esteem. Okay, and being in poverty and suffering will not get you a higher seat in heaven, not at all. I mean, you know, we're here, and I like what Tony Robbins said, and he said, you cannot help the poor by being one of them. And if you have, you know, if you have the foresight, if you have the wherewithal to give, if you have money or whatever it is that you can to give, then give it. Because it's like we were just discussing earlier, you know, me motivating or inspiring other people motivates and inspires me. So whatever you give, you get back.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I like the way that you put that, that when you put that out there and when you're striving in that direction, that's what you get back. That's a very cool, you know, way of looking at things.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what my intention is. You know, I have a book of quotes called Quotes, Poems, and Metaphors. It's also available on Amazon. But one of the quotes that I came up with is, once you discover your purpose in life, you will realize you've always known it. And it's true, because I didn't discover mine, but once I discovered it, I realized this is what I came here to do. Okay, this is what I came here to do. And granted, I've taken some hits financially. I mean, I'm not generating as much money, going back to that topic, as I was when I was contracting. But by the same token, I'm not spending as much money as I was when I was contracting. And I don't have a payroll. Okay, and I work with other people. In other words, I don't have partnerships, but I have joint ventures with certain people that we do certain things. And I like that. I like it that way. And I like my freedom. And people say, are you going to retire? I say, I retired last year. I put new tires on my car. To me, that's what retiring is. Why would I stop doing what I love doing to sit around and do nothing and die? That doesn't make sense.
That's a very good philosophy, because, you know, when you can enjoy what work you do, you know, when you can actually say, well, you know, I don't need to retire because I enjoy my work, that is a huge step forward in the right direction into where you want to be, because you're enjoying what you do, which, you know, is pretty awesome. I was just going to ask you, so what are some of the subjects of your books? I know you said one of them was quotes. Would you like to talk about some of the others?
Yeah, well, the book that the one I self-published was Quotes, Poems, and Metaphors. Okay, I have a bunch of my quotes. I have a bunch of poetry in there. Most of them are love poems, and they were not written to anybody in particular. but it was the way I felt, and I wrote the poetry back in 03 or 04. And it was after listening to a CD called The Gift of Love by Deepak Chopra, and it's all of Rumi's poetry, read by Madonna, read by Deepak, read by Rosa Parks, read by Martin Sheen, read by Demi Moore. I mean, there's a whole bunch of celebrities in there, and the music in the background is beautiful, and it's one of the most inspirational CDs I've ever heard, and it just triggered a lot of things. And what happened was I would tell guys, I'll say, if you buy this book, it's only $4.95. I think it's $3.95 on Amazon for the Kindle. But anyway, I said, if you buy this book, don't tell your girlfriend or your wife that you have it. And they said, why not? I said, because then you can buy these blank cards and you can copy my poems in there and they'll think that you wrote it. And that'll really score big. The other book the other book that I wrote is The Inner Dynamics of Successful Relationships. And I've been divorced twice. I know exactly what caused both divorces. Okay, I know exactly where I and my both of my former wives went wrong. I mean, there was no wrong, just mistaken. All right, and I know that. I've also counseled a lot of people, and I've read a lot of books, which I quote in my book. But I broke down the three components to a successful relationship. And I'm not going to go into detail, but I'm going to give you the titles of each of the components. One of them is intellectual stimulation. Okay, where you can talk to each other, have a great conversation, and not be bored, looking forward to the conversation. The next one is emotional trust, where you can bear your body and your soul without fear of being criticized or put down. That's a very important one. And the other one is physical attraction. Now, physical attraction is not the glue that holds a relationship together. Because if all of a sudden your partner becomes disfigured, okay, in an accident or something like that, does that mean you're going to stop loving them? No, not at all. Not if it's true love. And I also came up with this little classic that I wrote in the book, and it said, a lot of people fall in love with the wrapping paper until it tears, and they see that it was just being used to carry the garbage out. In other words, find out what's inside of a person before you commit to them. And I think that's extremely important. And from the people that I've counseled and talked to, mostly women, okay, and I'm not saying it's off balance. It's just that women will talk about their issues where men with their egos are less apt to. So most women have said, what is it with me? Why do I keep attracting these losers? And I say, because it's maternal instinct saying, I can fix him. And, you know, there's just so much going on in this book. It's an excellent book. It's written based on subconscious or emotional attraction, not the standard things. And I've quoted Barbara DeAngelis. I've quoted a lot of great authors in the book. So, and I've told a lot of stories. It's only 77 pages. It's available on Amazon. And I think the Kindle is, $7.95 or something like that. But it's a good book. It's a very good book. It's endorsed by four Mary Kay directors. One of them is a national sales director, a college professor, and a success coach out in San Diego.
So, oh, wow. That's pretty amazing. Do you consider yourself an expert on relationships when it comes to, you know, the subject of the book that you were referring to about divorcing?
Not really an expert. I don't think there are any experts on relationships. I do feel that I'm very experienced, okay, and they both start with EX, expert and experienced. But basically, I can only share what I know, and a lot of what I know came from other authors, came from my own experience, and came from counseling couples. And I found that the particular chapter in my book is communication, or a lack thereof. Most people assume, and you know what the word assume means.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, you can look at that and really be clear on exactly those terms, too. Yeah, I think you're right about the expert thing. I think it's all in how our experiences are created. I like how you went into the topic of, you know, why do I keep attracting this? I think that happens in relationships, but I also wanted to ask you, what do you think about, you know, just people attracting certain people into their lives too, whether it's friends or what have you? I think it's a pattern like you were talking about.
Well, it's a pattern, but, you know, a very interesting person I ran into a couple of years ago over in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where I used to live. And this woman was in her 90s, and she's a psychic. And she said to me, she said, I think a lot of times we're attracted to certain personalities. She said, this goes for gay people. She said, this goes for straight people. She said, this goes for friendships. Because when we meet somebody and we recognize the eyes, we know knowing them from a past life. Now, is that true? Is it not true? I don't know. But it did make sense. And people say, Bob, what do you believe in? And I say, I keep my mind open to believe in any possibility. Okay, and the other thing I wanted to share is that each person has two people inside. Okay, you have the self and you have truth. Okay, and I liken that. That's a quote from a book called, As a Man Thinketh. But I liken that to ego and spirit. Okay, your ego, I might see a woman that is very attractive. She might be evil. And that's why I said the wrapping paper, when you open up the wrapping paper, might just be used to carry the garbage out. And when I'm talking to people about relationships, I often suggest, especially to women, how are his parents? Do his parents get along? And so on and so forth, because that is how somebody's raised. If one of the parents is an abuser, you know, there's a 50% chance. If the other parent is an abusee, then, you know, you either got somebody who's like that Eurythmic song. You know, some people like to abuse you. Some people like to be abused. Remember that song? It's an old one.
I do remember that song, yes.
Yeah. And it's, you know, that the lyrics to that carry a lot of weight. They carry a lot of weight. And, you know, and the thing is, I'm not an abuser. And I have so far been unable to find anybody to partner with me in life for the last 16 years. I'm not looking actively, but I'm looking passively. But, you know, what will be. And, you know, you can't make things happen. What you can do is you can allow them to happen. And
that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, well, one of my mentors is Dr. Wayne Dyer. I mean, I've met him. I've shaken his hand. We've embraced. I mean, that man has so much wisdom. It's unbelievable. And I'm following his path. We're the same age. He has more money. I have more hair. I mean, you know, but he lives in Maui. I live in New Jersey. So, but I like him, I respect him, and I've been following him since his first book came out in 1976, called The Erroneous Zones. So
that is wonderful. Really great. Okay,
yeah,
so Bob, we're gonna take a real quick commercial break, and then we can come back and talk a little bit more. So if you want to call in and ask us a question, you can at 347-237-5339. And Bob's website is wehavechoices.net. So, Bob, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right. See you in a minute.
Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to empoweruacademy.org. That's empower.uacademy.org.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
All right, you are listening to WGGM Radio. We are back now. My guest is Bob Burns. You can check out his website at wehavechoices.net. Welcome back, Bob.
Well, glad to be here.
Thanks. So I'm looking forward to really seeing a lot of the stuff that you are doing. So when are you planning on coming to St. Louis, and what will you do when you get here?
Well, what I was planning on doing, and I almost came out last time, except as Joe knows and Mary Jean knows, what happened was I twisted my ankle very badly and could hardly walk for a couple of weeks. So I had to cancel my trip out there. But my ankle is about 99% 100%. Actually, it's probably better than it was before I fell, because they say when you do something like that, it usually heals. It's a lot stronger. I would like to come out sometime in July or August and, you know, do a training. If people wish, anybody would like to be certified in hypnotherapy, do a training, do a couple of workshops and any private appointments, and then come back. You know, stay out for 3 to 5 days and come back, depending on what it calls for. But I've been to St. Louis before, and it was a long time ago, and I'd like to come out again. I love travel.
That's wonderful. We would definitely welcome you here, and it would be great. And, you know, so you're going to come and probably teach a bunch of workshops, and we'll try to get some people together. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that would be good. Now, on January 9th to the 19th, I'm going to be working out in Sedona, Arizona, doing a training.
Oh, that's exciting, too.
Yeah, well, that's an ideal time of year to go to Arizona, because it's cold here in New Jersey, but it's mild out there. It's cold to them, but it's not cold to me.
Right. Well, it wasn't like cold to me when I went in December either. I went to Sedona back in December, and it was actually pretty nice. I went to Buda Beach and crossed the water barefoot, and I wasn't cold at all, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's really nice out there. I've been there several times, but not recently, but I'm looking forward to going out and doing this training at Sedona, and I'll be working with a woman by the name of Julia Mueller, who is also a trainer, and she's coming up from Florida. She's in Florida now, and I'll be going down to Florida. I'm not sure when yet. She's going to contact me. I'll be going down to Florida, which is not fun in August, but I'll be going down there to do some workshops too. Not trainings, but workshops. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to be a really good year. It has been so far. And I've also got a July 28th seminar scheduled in Bridgewater, New Jersey, and November 17th in Hotel Regency Hotel in Pompton Plains, New Jersey, on the 17th. I'll be doing a lecture there. And, you know, a couple of other things popping up here and there. I mean, you never can tell. I don't like to plan out a full week because, you know, you never tell what's going to happen. Private clients and so on. So.
Sure. You never know what can happen. And that's what I was going to say. If you have any announcements or things that you're sharing, you know, that you'd like to share with listeners of where you're going to be, places, radio shows, anything, you know, I know people would love to hear it.
Okay. Well, I've been on well over 150 radio shows over the last several years, ranging from London, Canada, and, you know, all over the nation. And Blog Talk and the other one. And, you know, I've been on a lot of them. I enjoy informing people. I mean, I'm not a know-it-all. I don't know everything. But it depends on the topic. And, you know, I can help a lot of people. But then again, by the same token, a lot of people have helped me. So it's just a matter of sharing knowledge, like, you know, I'm doing right now and so on. Let me give you an example that a lot of people don't know of. On my subliminals that are on my website, they all come with a script. Now, the script tells you basically what the message is, verbatim it tells you. However, what it doesn't tell you is it's also stated in reverse, when you state something in reverse, in other words, I am confident, confident am I. When you state it in reverse, it engages the right hemisphere of the brain, which flips it, which means it's whole brain technology. And then there's another track in there, it's okay to be confident. So, I mean, you've got six tracks of voice in those, and they work. And I tell people, you buy one of my subliminals, I said, you play it faithfully for 30 days. You don't have to listen. Play it in the background. I said, if you do not realize results at 30 days, contact me. I will send your money back, and you can keep the CD. And I've never had anybody take me up on that yet because they work. So, I mean, you know, it's just, it's all common sense. When you go into the mind, you have to know what's going in there. I remember a long time ago in the 80s when I started listening to a lot of audio programs, and there were two people who made subliminals that, well, there were a lot more, but there were two that furnished scripts with them, and I only went to those people because I wanted to know what was going in. So, I mean, that's one of the other things that I do, and I had a very good teacher for that, okay, Dr. Eldon Taylor. He doesn't know he taught me, but I learned a lot from him, and there's just, you know, there's so much going on and there's so much information out there, Amanda, if people will just avail themselves to it.
So. Yeah, well, I think that we can learn something every day out of knowledge, out of knowing, out of, you know, reading a class, mm-hmm. you know, everything that you've talked about on the show today about, you know, different energies, about how we attract different people, about how we can, you know, get a fresh start, and even some of the seminars, you know, the NLP seminars that you're doing, the hypnotherapy, you know, stuff that you give, that, you know, that's just all the solid, valuable information that, you know, people can use and utilize. I always tell people it's good to find out as much information as you can on different topics and things. And, you know, you're talking about you're going all over the world and different places to offer this. I think that's wonderful.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. And I have a book I want to recommend to your listening audience, that I think, because we've talked about, and you mentioned kinesiology, energy and everything, and I think one of the best books I ever read on that subject, and I've read thousands, is a book called Power Versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins.
Okay, I was waiting to see if that was the same author. I thought it was. I've heard a lot of good things about Hawkins, and I've actually read that book. It's a very good book.
Yeah, he's written several, but he passed away about 3 months ago, 4 months ago. But he wrote that book, and I've read it repeatedly, and I have found it's a wealth of information. I mean, there's a ton of good books out there, don't get me wrong, but, you know, knowing about energy and kinesiology and muscle testing and everything like that that you mentioned earlier, I thought that would be an excellent book for people to read if they wanted to learn more about it. So.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. And I would definitely recommend any of your books, too, because you've just got some wide knowledge there that is, you know, informative and helpful. And, you know, I would recommend everybody go to your website and try to see if they're near you or going to be near you to take some of these fabulous workshops. And I'm really excited for you to come out in August when you do, so that I can see what you're doing also.
Well, I'm going to plan on getting in touch with Joe again and getting in touch with Mary Jean and so on and so forth. I won't be doing it until possibly this evening, but, you know, getting in touch with them, see if we can get a date together, at which time I would definitely let you know. But I would love to come out. Like I said, I have a ticket. I just got to, you know, revitalize the ticket because I called the airline as soon as I hurt my ankle, and for $50 more, I could just use it any time I want to come to St. Louis. So that's what I want to do.
Sure. Well, you know, I think everything happens for a reason. Maybe the timing wasn't right. Unfortunately, the ankle thing wasn't that great either, but I think on the surface, maybe, you know, everything happens for a reason, and that was just meant to happen in mm-hmm. that moment.
Yeah, I know. You know, sadly but true, you know, certain things we wonder, why did they happen? Why did they happen? But when you look back, at a certain, you know, why did I get caught by that red light? Why did that police officer pull me over? Why did this? Why did that? And then you realize it was an accident down the street. You could have, you know, I mean, God works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. And it's amazing. And when you stop and reflect on it, you know, there's a purpose and a reason for everything that takes place. And we can drive ourselves nuts looking for the reason. Or we can accept that it took place for a reason and just let it slide from there. So.
Exactly. Well, you know, we wonder why, and then we come out on the other side and we realize why those things happen. And we have about a couple more minutes left with our show. Do you have any other announcements before we end the show today, Bob, that you would like to give to our listeners, or any last thoughts?
Well, one thing I would like to say that I say to a lot of people, and it's a tagline I leave when I'm, you know, when I'm leaving a phone conversation or leaving a message, and that is, life happens from you. It does not happen to you. And that means that everybody can create a beautiful day for themselves. And the other thing is, too, that you are a product of God. Now, I'm not religious. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a religious person, but I'm a very spiritual person. And God can be taken by spirit. It can be taken by universal energy. It can be taken no matter how you want to interpret it. But we are all here for a purpose. And finding that purpose is paramount to our happiness. So that's what I would leave everybody with. Find your purpose. And I found mine. I was lucky. I was in my early 50s. Late 40s, early 50s, when I found mine, but I found it. So.
Perfect. Well, we're going to go on and end the show. And everybody, again, I would encourage you to check out wehavechoices.net. And, Bob, I want to thank you for being my guest today. This was a wonderful show. And we'll have to have you on again. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I would be honored to be on your show again. So anytime, just let me know. And,
well, we'll have you again soon.
Hopefully we'll meet within the next 2 months.
Oh, I'm sure we will, and I'm looking forward to it. And I encourage everybody else to come out to your workshops also and check out wehavechoices.net to, you know, see all the great information that you have. And we'll have you on again, probably before, you know, we hit that timing again to, you know, see you for, you know, your seminars. And again, I just want to thank you for coming on the show and everything, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, you have a wonderful day.
Okay, blessings, everybody. Bye-bye.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. What's that even lighter? Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stronger. Touch me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.